Thank you, Madam Chair, and Mr. High Commissioner, distinguished delegates. To begin, I would like to pay tribute to the High Commissioner and all staff of UNHCR for their dedicated work conducted under severe and challenging conditions. Today, we find ourselves in a situation where more than 100 million people have been forcibly displaced, and Global Appeal 2023 foresees 117 million forcibly displaced and stateless people next year. The number of the people in need of UNHCR's assistance is at its highest ever. High Commissioner, at this critical juncture, we are grateful for your strong leadership and are very pleased you will continue to lead UNHCR going forward. Madam Chair, in 2022, the Japanese government contributed more than $164 million in total to UNHCR, the highest amount in the last 7 years. With the aim of ensuring no one is left behind, Japan has been striving to reach the most vulnerable. We have therefore placed importance on a wide-reaching contribution, providing grant assistance to UNHCR for its humanitarian activities in 40 countries around the globe this year. 18 of those countries are in sub-Saharan Africa, 7 countries are in the Asia-Pacific, and 6 are in the Middle East and North Africa. We have also provided assistance for UNHCR's activities in Europe and the Americas. At the same time, I'm proud to say we received a record amount of donation from the private sector in Japan, and both the public and private sectors of Japan are among the 10 top donors to UNHCR. We would like to express our deep appreciation to the High Commissioner for his visit to Japan last month. His visit provided an excellent opportunity for various Japanese stakeholders to recognize global refugee challenges and examine what they can do to address them. In 2023, Japan will continue to be one of the world leaders in humanitarian assistance. I am honored to announce our initial pledge of close to $108 million, with an additional contribution to be decided during the year in 2023. Japan will continue to support many refugee crises around the world, including emergencies that have been unfounded in 2022. Japan also continues to stand with the people of Ukraine. The pledge I just mentioned includes our contribution towards projects in Ukraine and its neighboring countries. In respect to the ongoing invasion, Japan cannot condemn any attempts to unilaterally change the status quo by force. Russia's aggression against Ukraine has not only triggered a large-scale refugee crisis, but has also caused a global food and energy crisis. Japan is deeply concerned about the fate of millions of forcibly displaced people in the face of an extremely harsh winter ahead. We strongly urge Russia once again to immediately stop its unprovoked war of aggression, which is a grave breach of the United Nations Charter and a violation of fundamental human rights. Madam Chair, Japan extends its appreciation to all refugee hosting countries for their generosity. Recognizing the need for burden and responsibility sharing, we would like to reconfirm our continuing strong commitment to supporting refugees and affected populations. In this regard, Japan continues to promote the humanitarian development and peace nexus, while promptly providing emergency humanitarian assistance, such as support for housing, food, water, and sanitation. We also extend mid- to long-term development cooperation for basic infrastructure that serves both displaced persons and their host communities, as well as seamless support for peace building and the prevention of the recurrence of the conflicts. In terms of concrete initiative to strengthen the nexus, in advance of tomorrow's High Commissioner's dialogue on protection challenges focusing on development cooperation, I signed a grant agreement yesterday with the High Commissioner for a joint project between the Japanese Development Cooperation Agency, JICA, and UNHCR. With a budget of $12.5 million, the project will facilitate integration of internally displaced persons and returnees into Afghan communities. In closing, let me add, as a co-convener of the second Global Refugee Forum in 2023, Japan is committed to playing a proactive role in tackling the challenges of forced displacement in the coming year. I look forward to engaging further collaboration with all of you to that end. Thank you.